This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have pledged to work more closely on a wide range of issues. The two leaders held more than 3 hours of talk Saturday. Unusual altercations, however, between White House staff, American reporters, and Chinese security officials during Mr. Obama's arrival at Hangzhou threatened to mar the meeting even before it began. Mr. Obama is telling China it needs to adopt a more responsible role on the world stage and to adhere to international norms. Before heading to the G20 summit, Mr. Obama told CNN China needs to show restraint in its relations with smaller countries, especially as it deals with territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The United States and Russia have been working to finalize a ceasefire in Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into that country. The two countries appeared to be closer to an agreement, but major obstacles remain. There are hopes that U.S. President Barack Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China, but so far, nothing has been arranged. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov Sunday, and the two will meet again Monday. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Sunday she intends to seize new trading opportunities for Britain after the Prime Minister's first meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama since taking office. The two leaders sought to downplay the impact of the British exit from the European Union on the special relationship that exists between the United States and the U.K. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump has edged closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls 3 weeks ahead of their first debate of the U.S. presidential campaign. Several U.S. polls show Clinton ahead of Trump, but he has cut her lead to about 4 percentage points or less, about half the gap of a few weeks ago. Clinton narrowly leads in several key states. The U.S. Weather Service says Tropical Storm Hermine is once again gaining strength and posing a danger along the American East Coast from New Jersey to Connecticut. This storm is still far out to sea, but close enough to pummel coastal areas with heavy rain, riptides, and storm surges. Forecasters say Hermine could regain hurricane strength soon. Turkey says the Turkish-backed rebels battling Islamic State extremists on the Syrian border have driven IS fighters from their last remaining strongholds along a 100-kilometer stretch of borderland. Sunday, Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency said border territory stretching from Azaz northeastward to Jarublas have been cleared. Those claims were confirmed by monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. U.S. President Barack Obama assured Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Sunday that the U.S. is committed to bringing the perpetrators of the failed July coup in Turkey to justice.
I've assured him that our Justice Department and my national security team will continue to cooperate with Turkish authorities to determine how we can make sure that those who carried out these activities are brought to justice.
Mr. Obama stopped short of saying the U.S. would extradite the Muslim cleric that Mr. Erdogan blames for the coup.
As
Pope Francis, Sunday he declared Mother Teresa a saint during a canonization ceremony in front of tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square. Mother Teresa, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was known for her work among the poorest people in India. The Albanian nun opened missions of charity in more than 120 countries, aided by several thousand nuns and over 1 million volunteers. She died in 1997 at the age of 87. Hong Kong voted in its first major election Sunday since the mass pro-democracy protests. In 2014, turnout was above average. Election results are expected early Monday. Center-left Social Democrats and the anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany parties appear to be taking first and second place, respectively, in Sunday's election in the German state of Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania.
That's the latest world news from VOA.